Earl Weaver died last Saturday. He was 82 years old. The longtime manager of the Baltimore Orioles was known for his temper, especially as he applied it to umpires. When he spoke at his induction into the Hall of Fame in 1996, he demonstrated that he could find a laugh line at his own expense.
And now it's time to recognize a group of baseball people that very seldom receive credit for a job well done. This group being the umpires in the American and National League.
Weaver's contempt for umpires was matched only by their contempt for him, at least when he was calling into question their integrity or kicking dirt on their shoes. But his teams won 4 pennants and a World Series. He became thoroughly identified with Baltimore baseball, and he was never dull, which helps to explain why the Veterans Committee selected him. On the same day, another Hall of Famer passed away. Only once did they ever boo him in St. Louis. W.C. Hines, the Stan Musial of sports writers, wrote that about the Stan Musial of baseball on the day of Musial's last game in September of 1963. Hines went on to tell the story of the day Musial was booed, upon which, as Hines put it, the boos were gradually drowned out by the cheers. He went on to observe that the next day, 10 fans bought space in the St. Louis press and apologized. Stan Musial died on Saturday evening at the age of 92. Joining me is George Vesey, whose biography of Stan Musial was published last May. George, welcome back to Only a Game.
It's always a pleasure.
There has been so much written about what a great guy Stan Musial was. I wonder if people who didn't see him play understand what a terrific ball player he was.
It does fade, and obviously it's generational. So many great ball players have come since. When you go back and look at the clips of him, the way he came out of the batter's box, how fast he was, the way he ran for second base, even his fielding, he was quite a good outfielder, although he always said he didn't have a great arm, that it's very hard for younger people to understand that. And it's just the way it works with generations.
In the appreciation you wrote for the New York Times this week, you mentioned that Stan Musial put up his own Christmas lights each winter. It's a small detail, but it does distinguish him from current star athletes, doesn't it?
Yeah, he didn't have a posse either. it was a different time and place. Look, what was he making? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. He'd grown up in Donora, Pennsylvania, 8 people to a little tiny house of poor people, very poor people. And for him to be able to hang up Christmas lights at his own house, that was living to him.
You have written that even the pitchers against whom Stan Musial hit a lot of home runs, Don Newcomb, Robin Roberts, Warren Spahn, they loved him. Why was that?
Right, and Johnny Antonelli, who's still around, I think he got dinged quite a bit as a lefty. Don Newcomb's a great hero of my childhood with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And Nuke said that when Musial would hit a home run off you, he'd go back in the dugout and get a glass of water, and you'd never hear any guff from him or Red Shandies, that they played the game right and didn't get on the black guys.
George, are there maybe one or two stories you can tell that really capture the qualities of Stan Musial?
I would say that from being in St. Louis and getting a feeling of the heads turning when his grandson, and by this time Stan was in a wheelchair, and I was with a couple of friends of Musial's, suddenly he came into the Missouri Athletic Club out in the county, and the grandson's pushing him in, and to see people's heads turn, he was their Stan. He was their guy. You know, the ladies with the blue hair who lunch. And 5 years, 3 years earlier, Musial would have sought them out and said, anybody having a birthday, as an excuse to play happy birthday for them on the harmonica. I mean, he was just the most beloved person in the town. And he didn't inspire crazy crowds the way happens with celebrities nowadays, because he had this aura of being so normal. And that's the kind of person he was. He was very thoughtful. Was he perfect? Was he not without his pride? I know he could be vindictive. He had a few friends that he didn't see anymore. And that's very human. But when I started to add up the stories and the way he lived, he was a very, very fine person.
Longtime sports columnist George Vesey is the author of Stan Musial, An American Life, published by ESPN Books. George, thank you very much for speaking.
Always a pleasure.